Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning, this is Bonnie Colleen. It's always great to be with you in the morning, bringing you inspiration, information, and hopefully some wonderful ways to look at life. I love what Richard Bach said in his book, Illusions. If you're wondering if your mission in life is over and you're still here, it isn't. So there is a reason that you are here. Well, I've been promising you Lisa Barnett, and we're going to be talking with her about past lives, about the Akashic Records, and especially how knowing more about who we've been, where we've been, and what we've done can help us to bring more abundance into our lives. Yes, even during these times. Let's hear from Lance Ferguson, get our Sky Watch for the day, and we'll be back seeing beyond.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, July 14th. Dreams? The moon opposes dreamy Neptune early this morning and then turns void, of course, until she enters practical Virgo at 6:15 a.m. Green lights come on for work or play at this moment as the Skywatch clears completely. Virgo energy is well used dealing with the important details of life, with your critters, health matters, and the little chores that make things all work together. Two kisses follow as the moon trines healing Pluto at 12:07 p.m., and then the moon meets sweet Venus in the heavens at 2:14 p.m. Again, this is a stellar time for important sales calls, beautification efforts, social events, on and on. Good vibes will follow you into the evening hours. If your birthday is this week, July 11th through the 17th, this is the year when you can make a major step of growth in your evolution, career, health, and lifestyle, Cancer. The new moon and solar eclipse in your sign are in full power this week, encouraging you to listen to your feelings and instincts and to plan something new in your life. To help you, Venus, Mars, and Saturn are all in realistic, efficient, and health-conscious Virgo in your new solar return, the chart of your new year. The unique and powerful Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Aries, also in your solar return, can spark a new awareness of your needs, goals, and open the door to a big opportunity in the months ahead. Don't be afraid to get out of your customary patterns. This is a good year to clean out your closet and to set new standards in your life, Cancer. The healing Venus-Pluto trine in the heavens now also shines in your new solar return. And that means love wins as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen. Well, happy birthday to all of you Cancers who are having a birthday this week. We're here with Lisa Barnett. I've been letting you know that she would be with us. She is an Akashic Record expert. And I know many of you Seeing Beyond listeners know about the Akashic Records, but for those of you who don't, it's okay. We'll be explaining those. But especially we're going to be talking today about us and our abundance and how the information from the Akashic Records can help bring us more abundance in of all kinds into our lives. Lisa is an internationally known ARCI certified teacher and consultant of the Akashic Records, founder of Akashic Knowing, and a clear channel of the masters of the Akashic Records. She brings more than 15 years of spiritual counseling and energetic healing to her clients and students. And the good news is we're going to be taking lots of your phone calls today. The other good news, Lisa has a wonderful special offering for you Seeing Beyond listeners. Lisa, it's always so good to have you here on the program with us. Welcome back to Seeing Beyond.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's my pleasure to be here and be with all of the listeners again today.
Well, I know that many of them have worked with you. Let's first of all, we're going to define Akashic Records and talk about that for folks who might need a review or people who've never even heard of it before. But first of all, there might be some folks out there going, hey, listen, Lisa, I'm having a hard enough time even living my life right now during these times of such profound change. What in the world is knowing something about who I was, where I've been, and what I did in a past life going to help me? How would you answer that question?
Well, it's relatively simple. To me, the Akashic Records are the records of your soul's journey. So our soul has its own specific path, and everyone is very divinely unique in that way. So what we notice is that when we're really, truly centered on our path, that everything seems to flow so much easier, that money comes to us, that love is in our life, that everything we choose to do just works with really grace and ease. And so as we look into our soul's journey, what we've done in a past life, what may have, you know, be part of our next step, this life, then we can stay in that alignment. So often it's really helpful to say, what is our soul's, you know, what is our soul's path? Why did we come here? What past lives have we had that hold information for us that we can use again today? Was I an author? Was I a healer? Was I a writer? Did I do, you know, profound work? Was I in government? Did I found cities? So what did I do, and what did I come to do here in this lifetime?
Well, I'll tell you, when the reality of reincarnation of past lives opened up in my own life, I can tell you everything changed for me. It made my life fuller. It made my life more real. It made the thought of dying this lifetime look not gross or gruesome, but rather just another step in the evolutionary process. It really can change everything. Now let's talk about the Akashic Records themselves. I mean, are these a big volume of books someplace up there in the ethers? What are the Akashic Records?
Well, I think people do imagine it that way very often. It has been referred to in the Bible and in other ancient writings as the Book of Life. Our names are written in the Book of Life, and that is just like we imagine sometimes a big volume. Some people imagine a big library, and each life has a book. It's actually just complete energy, so the Akashic field is a part of the energy of divine source energy. And so everything we do, we think, we feel, every life, all of our path, our soul's desires are all imprinted, in a sense, in that Akashic energy. And so it is not any place, but it is, you know, just as we would say that divine source energy or God is no place but everywhere, the Akashic field is part of that everywhere, everything. And so we can access it through our hearts. That's sort of the way people often see it in the etheric field, which is another level of energy field. And so it's accessible and has been to mystics and people throughout history, and so we can access that sometimes through deep meditation, guided meditation. Edgar Cayce accessed it through a deep sleeping trance, and I use a sacred prayer, which is a vibrational key to access the Akashic field.
Well, and you're going to be doing some readings for Seeing Beyond listeners right here on the airwaves. We're going to be explaining to people how that works and how they can call in and be here with you. You've also got some special offerings for Seeing Beyond listeners, which is really important because we're going to be talking about what past lives have to do with our abundance, which I think is also, of course, linked to life purpose. Before we do that, though, I just want to bring up an example from my own life, actually the life of Seeing Beyond, that so really speaks to what you were talking about. It feels to me, Lisa, like we are moving into a world where we are becoming more energetic. We are able to access energy in a better, more efficient way. And that's being demonstrated in some of our technologies. So, for example, just a very few short years ago, I mean like 6-7 years ago, I had a Singion listener who worked for me, and his entire job working for me was that I would deliver him cassette tapes of the program, which he would then do something with technically so he could send those off to my webmaster, who at the time was in Hawaii. This whole process took about a week or so per program. Now, what do we do? The same day you're on, my engineer, Kwong, has your program on an MP3 file and zips it over through the internet to my webmaster, who now is in Oregon. So my point here is that the technology that we're all using every single day, the internet included, is, I think, a physical reality that is showing us that what you're talking about is absolutely valid, that there is something called energy that is concrete as this desk that I'm padding right now.
I completely agree. And one of the things that also relates very much to that is that as the energy, as the vibration of the world raises and comes out of the lower vibrations that mankind, that humanity has lived in through the Dark Ages and the Middle Ages and even the Renaissance, but it was really much more about survival. As we move into a higher vibration and move closer into levels of love, it is much easier for people to access not only their intuition, but even the higher vibrations of the Akashic field. So as all of the vibration of the planet is raising, allowing this new technology to show up and to be brought in. It's also true for energy, for healing energies that are stepping up, for the Akashic field, which has not been very present on the planet for the last 1,000 years. All of these things are changing, and really the good and exciting news is that as we can move through our own little personal problems, as we can see past our lives to the big picture, then it becomes a grand plan and it makes so much more sense, and the little day-to-day problems become less of an issue. And that's, again, one of the things that the Akashic Records are so amazing for, is to look at the big picture of life. Why did I incarnate here? Why am I having these financial problems or love problems or family problems? And there's really very profound answers in the Akashic field. And very often it has to do with karma we came to complete, souls we came to support, you know, other people we came to be with because they're soul family. And so there's so much we're doing in that big picture level, also overlaid, you know, this little, our little day-to-day world.
So really having a reading with you can help to give the Sing Beyond listeners a complete, a full picture of who they are, why they're here, really their purpose in life. We're going to be coming back from this first break and talking very specifically with Lisa Barnett about bringing more abundance into our lives, especially as we're looking back at our past lives, at the Akashic Records. And this is certainly a time for that topic, don't you think? So we're going to be coming back and talking about that. We're also going to be explaining how Lisa works with you, either here on the airwaves for a shorter reading or over the telephone or in person for a longer session. So I hope you can stay with us for the entire hour. This is one of my favorite guests and topics. By the way, Lisa Barnett is offering an extra special discount today. So note of this, $71 for an hour consultation. That's to the first 5 people who call today only. That's a $40 discount. And here is her number, 415-492-0260. That's 415-492-0260. 646-492-0260. Lisa does phone consultations as well as in-person in San Rafael at her Healing Center. Of course, San Rafael is just a little ways over the Golden Gate Bridge in Marin County. She takes credit cards and has an easy PayPal link on her website. So again, that very special offering, $71 for an hour consultation to the first five of you Seeing Beyond listeners who call her today, a $40 discount. Here's the number, 415-492-0260, 415-492-0260. Find out more about Lisa and her work at akashicknowing.com. And, of course, that's linked right there on the calendar section of our Seeing Beyond website. Well, we're going to be coming back and finding out why some people work really hard, even all their lives, but never make much money. How can the Akashic Records help them? That's next, right here on Seeing Beyond. Are you one of those people taking many supplements? Are you tired of yet another new supplement? How do you know if they're working? Well, search no more. Bio Superfood is the perfect brain food. With Bio Superfood, when you increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Find out more at bioage.com.
What's the best diet to detox your body? It's the Fast Track Detox Diet, and you can learn all about it this Wednesday night at East West Bookstore in Mountain View. If you're a holistic practitioner looking for more clients, be sure to catch Corin and Jacobs on Thursday. On Friday, Lila Devai presents a program on flower essence for women. And on Saturday and Sunday, join David Elliott, author of The Reluctant Healer, to unleash your own healing potential. More at eastwest.com.
Good news. Recent guest David Elliott, author of Reluctant Healer, will be joining many of you Seeing Beyond listeners at East West Books this Saturday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. for one of their free lectures. And he'll be returning the next day, Sunday, July 18th, for a workshop, 1:30 to 5 p.m. on Unleashing Your Healing Potential. It's only $49 in advance or $60 the day of the event. So do call East West Books to make your reservation, 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800. Our guest this hour, Lisa Barnett, specializes in working with clients to help you get on your soul's path, working with soul contracts, karma, and vows. Lisa incorporates information from the Akashic Records to help people just like you break through blocks, pain, and fear to create the life their heart and soul desire. Again, to reach Lisa, call her at 415-492-0260, 415-492-0260, or go to akashicknowing.com. Well, Lisa, let's face it. As I said, as we were going to that break, some people work really hard all their lives but never make much money. How can the Akashic Records help these folks?
Well, it's a very profound question to ask because, well, there's numerous layers, and I have to admit that many of my clients come back for more than one session because there are layers to be peeled and different things to work at, you know, release and heal. But I'll tell you a little story. It was kind of interesting. Once I had a gentleman come to me who was a doctor, and he wasn't very happy being a doctor and never really made much money at it. His practice never really flourished. I mean, he was a fine doctor, but he was always a little bit confused about it. And so as we started to look into his records, there was definitely some past lives where he was a healer, where he worked with herbs. But what was really profound to see is that he had had many, many lives in China as an acupuncturist. And so as we looked at that, as we worked to bring some of that old information into present time, what we found through his records is that he became a doctor, a Western medicine doctor, because that was what his mother had wanted to be. And in the day and age that she grew up, she couldn't do it. So energetically, she had really overlaid her own soul's desire onto her child. And so, again, being unaware that we can, that people can really put their energies and intentions into us in that way, he went forward doing all this intense hard work thinking he was to be a doctor, and it really wasn't even his soul's path. Now, what it did turn out was that his soul's path was, thank heavens, close enough. It was really to be an acupuncturist and to use that and his old herbal information to be a healer. And so it was very simple at that point for him to go back and study for another 2 years to become an Eastern OMD, a doctor of Oriental medicine. And so he went on, and that was fulfilling for his soul. He had fun. He had lots of clients. His wisdom really flowed, was really brought forth, and he moved into a place where he was in complete alignment with his soul's path and not with his mother's path.
Yeah, and boy, I think that so many of us can relate to at least part of that, that in some way we have, at least for part of our lives, live somebody else's dream or expectations. And I'm so glad you brought up that example. I say the story is the greatest teacher. And really, Lisa, this demonstrates how having a reading with you can help our Seeing Beyond listeners to find out so much more about themselves than they see when they say, for example, look in the mirror right now. Well, let's talk about the deserving issue here. What do you think? Do we all deserve to have money?
Well, it is actually an interesting question because, of course, we absolutely all deserve to be abundant human beings. We really have come to this amazing, abundant planet when we look around at the blooming trees and the grasses and the flowers and the big oceans and just the gorgeous world that we live in. We have come to this place, to this world, because it is a prolifically abundant world. And so we are here to realize that, own that, and claim that, because it really truly is here for each and every one of us. So what I do find in the work in the records is that there are many of us who come to heal old wounds. Sometimes we have stolen from others. We've been thieves, or we've, you know, burnt and pillaged villages. And so as souls, we feel that we've come back to see the other side and to work on our forgiveness. And to move through that, sometimes we come back and we say, okay, I'm going to be poor. I'm going to see what it feels like to have someone steal everything from me or to not be able to create. And so as a soul, we experience that because that's part of, interestingly enough, what our souls seem to think is fun, to do it all, to see what it feels like to be rich and to be poor, to be, you know, really abundant and to not be able to create. And so what the soul's desire is to experience it all, but then to remember. So really one of the reasons that we come here is to wake up, to remember who we really are, an abundant soul on an amazing journey, and then to go on and have that. So that's really how we heal our karma, is to remember who we truly are. We are all each divine beings. And so as we come and experience one thing that may be connected to karma and past lives, as we look at that, we can clear that, release some of those things, reclaim some profound information that we may have had from a past life where we were really a great creator and had lots of money and lots of fun and many riches. Then as we remember that and remember our divine source, then it becomes possible for us to recreate those lives and to do it all again, to be the great creators, the abundant beings that we came here to be.
Well, once again, knowledge is very powerful, and that is complete knowledge, really understanding not just what's going on this life, but some other lifetimes in the past, too. Let's get really concrete here for a minute, Lisa. Do you think that karma or vows affect how much money a person can make?
I believe that it affects how much money we make very often, but it is not anything that is there to stop us. And so it does affect us very much. So if I've made a vow of poverty, say, so there are many people that I notice in this time, in this day and age, many of my clients who are very spiritual people have taken vows of poverty in past lives. They have been monks or nuns. They have really lived that life where they have taken that vow of poverty and said, I completely give myself to God, and I, you know, will not accept any money. And that was fine in that day and age when we were cared for, when we lived in a monastery or the world cared for us. It fed us and clothed us, and it helped us along on our spiritual path. But in this day and age, you know, that's not the way it's working. And so when we look at those vows that we've taken and we've said, I have taken a vow of poverty in the past and I'm ready to be done with that, we can take those, we can look at those lives, and often just noticing them, witnessing them, saying, I realize that I had a life as a monk and I took a vow of poverty, and now I'm ready to let that go. I believe that money is good, not greed, but I believe that I'm an abundant human being and that all the goodness of the world is mine to have, that I do deserve it. And as we can change our attitudes and our beliefs, as we can see that big picture, then we can help to work on our receivingness.
Yeah, and you know, Lisa, just to add another layer onto this, I think that, you know, we are learning to do just that, add another layer. In other words, yes, if we were a nun, say, back in the 1500s, the church took care of us. Certainly, we weren't really abundant. I mean, we lived a life that was extremely simple and probably had some poverty. But now we're learning how to be spiritual and support ourselves and maybe even support ourselves and our families also. So we're adding, I guess the universe, the divine, whatever you want to call it, has decided we learned how to do that one really well. So now let's see if we can do both together. Let's see if we can truly ride the bike using both pedals. And I think that that is one of the biggest lessons that we're all going through right now, and one of the biggest reasons why Seeing Beyond listeners can benefit from getting a reading from you, finding out more about what is going on, using the entire whole picture of where they've been, what they've done, and all of that. So, Lisa, you're going to be taking some listener calls. This is one of my favorite parts of Seeing Beyond. I love hearing from you listeners. I love hearing what's going on in your life, or should I say lives. So why don't you explain to Seeing Beyond listeners the way that you work?
Okay, so when I do an Akashic Record consultation one-on-one for a client, I would open their personal Akashic Records using their whole legal name. And that puts me in their vibration, and I actually talk to, hear from the masters and teachers of their personal Akashic Records. So there are beings that keep our records, that really spend hundreds of lifetimes with us, and they know us like no one else in the whole universe could ever know us. And so it's very profound. They are beings of complete unconditional love. They send us healing and love. They tell us how wonderful and amazing we are. Just being in the energy of your own records and receiving the information from your masters is a very profound experience for most people. Now, today when I'm working with people over the radio, I'm in my own personal Akashic Records. And so I can ask my masters for information for you. So it's not as personal. It is as if I was going to do an hour consultation for a listener one-on-one. But I receive amazing, profound information because I am in the vibration of the Akashic Field and my masters are are giving me information for you.
All right, so let me ask you this then. When somebody calls in, does it help you? I mean, obviously you're going to know their first name and where they're calling from, because we often don't want to put out people's surnames on the radio. But does it help you if they come to you with a concrete, specific question, or should they just give you their name and then you give them the past life that comes through?
You know, the way I work, and I always kind of laugh and tell people, I say, you know your story, so I don't want to waste a lot of people's time telling them their story. So usually I say, give me a list of questions when you come to me as a client. I would say in an hour, usually we'll touch on, depending on how big of a issue it is, 2 to 4 different questions in an hour, doing some healing work. So really, to me, because the Akashic field is so vast, if you imagine time immemorial, really your past lives from the time, you individuated from source, I could wander around in there forever. So I always let my clients know that it's really helpful to say whatever the specific issue is, and then we can cut to the chase and do the deep work on that question, that issue, and then it's much more profound.
Right, and that's especially important, seeing beyond listeners, when you call in today to be on the air with Lisa Barnett, because let's face it, you're going to have maybe 3-4 minutes with her. So come to us with the most specific question you can, and obviously the most important burning question for you right now. So here's the number for you to call, 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. You know, it's so much my pleasure to bring people like Lisa Barnett onto the airwaves, where they, first of all, gift you by taking your phone calls right here on the airwaves. Second of all, they give you some special offerings around their profound work. And, of course, we also many times have contests where you can win something on Sing Beyond. So, as I said earlier, this is a program that's informational, inspirational, and let's face it, tons of fun. At least I think so. Now, by the way, Lisa is also offering an extra special discount today, $71 for an hour consultation. That's to the first 5 of you Sing Beyond listeners who call, and that's today. So you do need to call today. You don't have to have the reading today, but you need to call and book it today. That's a $40 discount. Her number, 415-492-0260. $71 for a full hour to find out where you've been, who you've been, what you did. All right, 415-492-0260. Again, good for just the first 5 people who call. And you can talk with Lisa for the reading over the telephone. She does many, many phone consultations. She also can see you in person in San Rafael. She takes credit cards and has an easy PayPal link on her website. All right, here's the number to call to be on the air with us. Find out more about yourself at a very deep and profound level. 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. I look forward to talking with you and seeing beyond. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You don't have to live that way. Call Lancer Chiropractic and not only get reduction of symptoms, but increase your energy, vitality, and fitness. Do it now and help your community at the same time. Receive initial consult, exam, x-rays for $75 and 5 cans of food donated to Second Harvest Bank. And this is good through July 30th. So call Lancer Chiropractic in Sunnyvale at 408-245-5454 today to make your appointment. That's 408-245-5454. You can also visit them at LancerChiropractic.com. Allison Maslin, number 1 best-selling author of Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality, talks about how this Friday, July 16th, 8 to 9 a.m. Please join me, Bonnie Colleen, and Allison Maslin then. That's this Friday, July 16th, 8 to 9 a.m. Find out more on the calendar section at seeingbeyond.com. www.dreamsdetox.com.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Oh, welcome back. I'm Bonnie Colleen. We're here with Lisa Barnett talking about the Akashic Records, past lives, reincarnation, karma, and especially abundance. If you want to know more about her and her work, go to akashicknowing.com. She also teaches teleconferences. She's got a new book coming out. She's got workshops coming up. We'll talk about that with her also during this segment. But first of all, I know you are busy, folks, so I want to take a caller or two. First of all, so that you don't have to hang on the phone lines so long. And if you want to queue up, the number is 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Our guest is Lisa Barnett. And this, Lisa, is Chris, and Chris is calling in from San Ramon. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Bonnie.
Hi. Well, you sound like you are just chomping at the bit. You are at the gate, and you want to start running. What's your question for Lisa?
Well, my question is this. About 3 weeks ago, I had something fall apart at the 11th hour that could have basically been a substantial amount of money for me. And I've got a couple other things, irons in the fire at the moment, and I'm wondering if, you know, what you see around that.
What I'm hearing is that it's time for you to shift your focus. So it's giving you an opportunity to look around and see what else it is that feels good for you to do. What I'm hearing is that as you drop into your heart, letting any worry or fear release, being in that moment in your heart and say, what are my other opportunities and what is my soul and heart calling me to do today? There are some new things that are coming forward and being created, just very new and fresh in the world. And so that's what's calling you. So it feels like it's much more about finding a new calling, and of course it's always a challenge for us to lose income and to say, oh gosh, you know, now what? But as we can look at the big picture and say there's something newer and more profound for you to do, keep your eyes open for that and start and listening and connecting to those other options.
You know, Lisa, it seems to me that so many of us in past lives did one thing, especially if we were, well, I guess it didn't matter, men, women, we usually had more traditional roles, and so whether we were working in the home or outside of the home, we did that one thing for the rest of our lives. I mean, for example, working for the corporation for 30, 40 years, and then getting a gold watch when we retire, kind of being taken care of by the big brother of the corporation. Now, again, I think we're learning to be more diversified, learning to do, well, maybe should I say have more than one lifetime in the same lifetime. And it sounds to me like that is what you are telling Chris, that, hey, you know, it's more than one thing for a lifetime. It's a variety of things, and we're learning many, many gifts and talents in the same lifetime. Do you think that I've got that correct?
Absolutely. You know, what I'm really noticing right now is that there is brand new information, brand new technology that is coming to the planet. And so we have been, if you look, you know, at it, say, on the dark side of the moon, now we're coming around into the sun. So there's a higher vibration. There's, you know, are some amazing ancient memories are waking up, information's coming from other places and other dimensions. And so we're really being called to move forward to create heaven on earth. So what I'm noticing is that people are being called to really change their careers. And that doesn't mean we have to do it tomorrow. And interestingly, sometimes what the masters of the records are saying to me is that it isn't here yet, so they need to be patient. And that's always challenging for us. But what we do know is that in the next 5 years, there will be profound changes. Lots of new technology, lots of new information, new science, new communities, a new way of being is really coming to be embodied. And so that's the exciting part for us. You know, sometimes as people who have bills, it can be a little scary. But if we can see that big picture, really feel in our hearts and know that we have a bigger divine calling and that we can listen to our intuition and our guidance and get on that path and trust, then it's a much easier path to walk. And that's why I like to teach people to access their own Akashic records so they can open their records every day and say, what's up today?
Well, Chris, I'll tell you, I think you are such a good candidate for calling Lisa and taking advantage, if there's still any left, because she's doing it for the first 5 Seeing Beyond listeners who call, take advantage of her $71 for an hour consultation, because in that, she can actually give you specifics about past lives. And I've got a feeling that one is going to come through that's going to absolutely validate something. It's going to trigger something for you. You're going to say, ah, that's what it's all about. So thank you for calling in, Chris. That means we've got Chris's line available, 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. And yes, Lisa is offering for the first 5 of you Seeing Beyond listeners who call a $71 one-hour consultation either in person in San Rafael or over the telephone. You just need to book it today, and that's a $40 discount. Here's their number, 415-492-0260, 415-492-0260. Well, Lisa, you mentioned that you could actually teach people to do this themselves, teach them how to access their own personal Akashic records, and you've got a class coming up this month. Talk about that.
Yes, so I have 2 classes coming up, which is kind of exciting for me. I'll be teaching down in the San Jose area for the first time in August 21st, 22nd. And what I use is a prayer. It's a sacred prayer, and it works as a vibrational key to access the records. And so some people have told me, oh, I've done a guided meditation, but I can't get back there. Or I've, you know, had an Akashic Record past life regression, but it's kind of a one-time thing. So what I find this work to be so useful and helpful and profound because it's very easy access. We can sit down every morning, open our records for 5 minutes, 20 minutes. We can ask big questions about our next step on our life's path, or small questions about help me to organize my day so it's filled with ease, or what are the best foods for me, what does my body need, what will support me to eat today. So we can really ask the masters of our records all sorts of things, from the big, what past lives can I utilize, what information from past life can I utilize today or in my career, or what's up to be healed or released right now, or why am I experiencing this trauma in a relationship. They can all be very connected to past lives or our early childhood, or, you know, we can also get information about our whole life, but also our next steps and where to go from here. And so it's profound in both ways, to clear, to heal, and reclaim that information from the past, and to move forward and to be guided daily in being clearly and centered on our soul's path.
So
in a weekend workshop, I can really teach that to people.
I love it, and that is so important. So I've been putting out Lisa's special offering around her readings, but she also has a very generous offering for you Seeing Beyond listeners. That's for the first 5 of you who call her today. She has 2 classes coming up where she can teach you to access your own personal Akashic record. The first class is July 31st and August 1st, that one in San Rafael, and the second one is, as she said, in San Jose, August 21st and 22nd, a weekend workshop which usually costs $250, but for the first five of you listeners today, she's discounting either one of those classes to $195. Of course, that is a $55 savings. Here's Lisa's number, 415-492-0260, 415-492-0260. We've got a line available if you'd like to call in and talk with Lisa about what's going on in your life right now. What is your burning question? And find out what your past, either early childhood or especially past lives, has to do that's contributing towards that and what you can learn from that to help you to resolve it. So here's our number, 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. I love talking with you and seeing beyond. Good news. Recent guest David Elliott, author of Reluctant Healer, will be joining many of you Seeing Beyond listeners at East West Books this Saturday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. for one of their free lectures. And he'll be returning the next day, Sunday, July 18th, for a workshop, 1:30 to 5 p.m. on Unleashing Your Healing Potential. It's only $49 in advance or $60 the day of the event. So do call East West Books to make your reservation, 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Allison Maslin, number one best-selling author of Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality, talks about how this Friday, July 16th, 8 to 9 a.m. Please join me, Bonnie Colleen, and Allison Maslin then. That's this Friday, July 16th, 8 to 9 a.m. Find out more on the calendar section at seeingbeyond.com. All righty, we are back. Our guest is Lisa Barnett. Lisa incorporates information from the Akashic Records to help people break through blocks, pain, and fear to create the life their hearts and souls desire. By the way, she is teaching those classes I mentioned, but if you're outside the San Francisco Bay Area, Lisa also teaches the Empowering Akashic Record Workshop as a teleseminar. The next class starts October 6th. And speaking of the future, watch out for Lisa's new book, How Swami Mommy Survived Suburbia. That'll be coming out this fall. And for more information and, of course, all of her scheduling, check out her website at akashicknowing.com. Again, Lisa's phone number, 415-492-0260. Speaking of the phones, let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie is calling in from Oakland. Hello, Stephanie. We're glad you called in this morning. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning, Bonnie and Lisa.
Hi there. Alrighty, you sound pretty deep. What is going on with you? What's your question that you most burning question you want to ask Lisa?
My question is, speaking in terms of karma, I've always thought, you know, in regards to my life, this lifetime anyways, that I couldn't have possibly earned a lot of the bad karma that I've acquired or experienced. And so with that, I feel a certain importance about this particular lifetime, and I was wondering what if you might have more information in regards to the importance of my position in this life.
Okay. Well, let me just say that what I'm hearing is that to let you know that you've had hundreds and hundreds of lives. So sometimes we think that maybe we live 5 or 10 different lifetimes. But what the masters want everyone to realize is that we live sometimes between 500 and 800 different lives on this planet. And what's happening for you right now, Stephanie, is that you have chosen, and I know it always seems a little bit odd to think about it in this way, but our souls don't see life as traumatic when you're not in a body. And so your soul has chosen to finish off lots and lots of old bits and pieces that have been hanging out there throughout lifetimes and lifetimes. And so sometimes what that shows up as is a traumatic sort of life. So it surprises us very often when we hear this, but many people who are really bright lights like yourself have come into sort of a dark world. I have quite a few friends who are healers and very profound light bringers who have come into very abusive families or who have had huge struggles with money. And it seems kind of unfair to us as humans, but the reality is that we know that this is the time. So, Stephanie, your soul knows that this is the time to get clear that all of that is done and it's all in the past, and this is the moment to recreate ourselves, our life, and our world around us. And so as we move into that big picture and do sometimes some of our own forgiveness work, so we forgive those who have done us wrong, and we forgive ourselves sometimes for what we've done in the past. And that past can be, we need to forgive ourselves for past lives where we have not always treated everyone so well. So we do it all. We steal and we're stolen from. We're, abusive and we're abused. We really, we kill and are killed. And for many people, that seems so harsh, but it really is the way of the karmic circle. And so this point in history for you, you've come in to just say, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to be done with all the old junk, so let's just pile it on. I'm big enough, I'm strong enough, I'm clear enough. I can make it through, and then I will be here, the shining bright light, to show others how to do that too.
Well, Stephanie, I'm glad that you are a Seeing Beyond listener. I told you that the second I heard your voice, I went, okay, this is going to be a deep call. You're a deep woman, and you're here for a big purpose. So stay with yourself and stay with us, and thanks for calling in. Well, Lisa, it's interesting. As I hear you doing these readings, it's like you start out kind of slowly, and then all of a sudden the energy just picks up, and you're like working like a kind of a ticker tape. Now, I'm intuiting that that means that something's clicking in where, you're kind of in some way searching the records, and then all of a sudden, whoop, it's like just this volumes of information comes through you.
It's absolutely true. It is kind of interesting. And again, as a human, as a person, as Lisa, I sit down every day and I'll open someone's records and I'll think like, oh gosh, I wonder what I'll get. And then as I move into this vast area, it does work sort of like that. So you open the doors, you say good morning to the masters, and I'm standing in the foyer. There I am in the entryway, sort of asking the question. And then they'll start to guide me down a hall or into a room, and then all of a sudden I'm deep in the house and flooded with information. So it does tend to start out a little bit like that, just like a guest, like you're walking into someone's house and you're polite and you say hello at the doorway, and then as they take you deeper in, and all of a sudden you're in the party and there's lots of information and lots to do and healing, receiving, and so it's very profound. But you're right, it does sometimes kind of start out in that way.
Well, and it sounds to me like, from what you said earlier, that when Seeing Beyond listeners call you for a longer reading, which lasts an hour, you can do it in person in San Rafael or over the telephone. Of course, you do many, many readings over the telephone, that you're able to really tap into some specific past lives, because at that point, you're more fully accessing their own personal Akashic records.
Right. So right now what I find is that the people who are calling are asking some questions kind of for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so the answers that they're giving me are a little bit bigger overviews for all of the listeners to be able to connect to give them information a little bit more about what's going on in the world and why some of us are struggling financially or, you know, with our lives path. And then we get to all see how that's changing, how it's growing in the world, you know, just a little bit more general information for all the listeners.
Well, I love having you on this program. It's my delight to have people call in and talk with you. But a longer session can provide so much more information and so much more personal information. I mean, really pinpointedly exact for you, because then Lisa will be able to access your personal Akashic records. She's got a special offering, a $40 discount on an hour consultation with her for the first five people who call. We just got a minute or so left, Lisa. Why don't you explain what happens when people pick up the phone and call you for that longer consultation?
Okay, so one thing I do want to add is, if you call and leave me a message, if you don't get me directly, if you can leave me an email also, so I can definitely connect back with all of you amazing listeners. So your phone number and email is really helpful to reconnect for a consultation. So when we sit down, whether it's over the phone or in person, I would open your personal Akashic records. And what's amazing to me is, as I move into that vibration, each person's records feel and look different. So sometimes the masters will show up kind of with almost dressed up. They may be dressed up as a wizard or a fairy, or sometimes they'll show up as whales or dolphins, because what they're telling me is a little story about some of your personal past lives and your soul's lineage. And so as I do a reading, as my clients ask their own personal questions and we look at a little bit of their specific issues, then I'm flooded, because the records are so vast, I'm flooded with so much information. And what's very profound that I've been noticing with clients recently is that so many people are here to be the light and really shine out that love in every avenue of the world. So whether you're working, you know, as a nurse or as an accountant or working in the computer field or the restaurant field or, you know, whatever, or a healer, all of these people have shown up in this lifetime to be the light in their chosen work.
Well, and again, so you can get a $40 discount on Lisa Barnett's full hour reading. That's $71 for an hour reading if you're one of the first five to call her today. You do need to call today. The number 415-492-0260. That's also the number for her classes, July 31st and August 1st in San Rafael, or August 21st and August 22nd in San Jose. A discount there also of $55 for the first five of you who call. 415-492-0260, 415-492-0260, or email her through akashicknowing.com. Hey, you all stay tuned, because we've got one of your favorites on guest hosting this hour, Gail Fallon McDonald, Success Coach. Have fun, and remember to see beyond.